Hello, this is Michael Toms of New Dimensions Radio. We're glad you joined us, and I'm here with Marianne Williamson, author of Return to Love, Raymond Moody, author of Life After Life and Reunions, and Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God. I thought the best place to begin would be to ask Marianne and Raymond, what are your impressions of Conversations with God, which has become a publishing phenomenon? Marianne, what are your thoughts?
What's most important, it would seem to me, at this time, is not so much that new material is arriving from within us, but that we are presenting the material in a way that is obviously touching people at a deeper and deeper level. I think the issue at this point is less new information and more a critical mass of people who understand the information. And that is what is most impressive about these books. Not only what Neil is saying, but how deeply he's touched so many people. And that's why I think the books are so important.
Raymond, how about you?
Well, I'm just delighted that I find that I agree with God on so many of these points that he raises. He and I seem to be on similar wavelengths about a lot of this. I think that really what comes up to me as I was reading the book as a feeling that I get about it is that very surely, I think, Neil, you're going to be in for a lot of gaff from the fundamentalist wing on this one. And I think you should enjoy that because it's time someone in our society stood up, I think, to that group of people who are so fear-based. And I think also that the message of love in this book comes through very powerfully. And the older I get, and certainly from my life experience in talking with so many people over the years who've had near-death experiences, is that really when it gets right down to it, at the point of death, that's what comes back to people as the most important thing that we can be doing with our lives is to learn how to love. And I'm happy that that message comes across so clearly in these books.
I want to say that I don't see myself, nor do I hope anyone will position me, as one who is taking on anyone or confronting anyone. And I have a special word to say right now to any fundamentalist who is listening. I honor your point of view. I hope that you honor your point of view. I hope that you are not dismayed or feeling unfairly confronted by the material in these books, but rather that you will simply use this material in these books as an opportunity to once again engage the dialogue, to reopen the dialogue. It's when we stop asking questions, it's when we feel we have all the answers, that I think all of us on this planet are in deep trouble. And so to any fundamentalists who might be listening to this, please know that it is not my intention to confront or to make anyone wrong. I honor your point of view. I honor all people who hold points of view with great passion. But I also hope that we can continue talking and continue the dialogue. That's why this conversation with God is so extraordinarily important.
Neil, now that book one has been out there for a while and book two has been published and book three is on the way, I know that you travel quite a bit. I'm wondering about the level and quality of response you're getting from people to the book.
Well, it's the most extraordinary thing, Michael. They're showing up 800, 1,000, 1,500 in the halls, in the lecture halls and so forth, and the churches where I am asked to appear. And they're saying to me, almost with one voice, thank you for writing my book because I've had these experiences or I've had this kind of knowledge within me. I always felt this was the way it was. And they're saying to me as well, thank you for showing me and allowing me to confirm within myself a God that I can fall in love with. And so people are coming to me with great joy, with great gladness in their hearts, with some sense of relief that someone else besides themselves has confirmed for them what they've always known. The most extraordinary thing that I've noticed as I go to these places around the country and around the world is the demographic of the audience. We have young people, 8, 10, 12, and 15, teenagers, lots of teenagers, and a tremendous number of older Americans and older people in their 70s and in their 80s who are coming to these events and who are coming to me afterward at the book signings and so forth and saying, yes, 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 I've always known this. I've always known this. Thank you for helping other people to know it as well. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm getting great confirmation, a very high level of affirmation, and that has helped me, Michael, to be honest, in my own personal life, because, of course, the greatest fear I've had from the beginning of all this is that it's all just a figment of my imagination or just a sham or that somehow I'm making it all up and that I'm leading the lemmings to the sea, as it were. And so one of my own deepest personal fears has been allayed, and I can set that aside now.